You're listening to the audio production of Pressing Pause, 100 Quiet Moments for Moms to Meet with Jesus, by Karen Eamon and Ruth Schwenk, published by Zondervan and read by Julie Lyles Carr and Christina Hardy.
Introduction. Hey, Mom. Yes, you. Put down the frying pan. Stop folding the laundry. Quit thinking about what you need to thaw for supper or that project you're behind on at work. It's time you pressed pause. In fact, it's crucial that you do. The book you hold in your hands is a work of our hearts. As busy moms in the trenches just like you, we know how hard it can be to find time to be alone with God, to refresh your soul and recharge your spiritual batteries. With all the responsibilities of running a home, raising children, working, volunteering, and also trying to find a little time for ourselves, often our personal spiritual growth gets placed on the back burner. It is our prayer for you that the pages of this devotional will serve as brief daily retreats from the busyness of life. Soak in the scriptures, experience the stories, apply the practical principles. Let the words be massaged into your heart, helping you to press the pause button on life. Find and replace. Find your concerns and replace them with God's promises. Recalculate, navigating to a new and healthy perspective. And then go forward in confidence as you tackle the tasks of motherhood. A frazzled mom makes for a frenzied family. In this crazy season of caring for your family, don't forget to care for yourself as well. Take a few moments to meet with Jesus and create some calm in the midst of the chaos. Put the coffee pot on. A break from the busy is headed your way. In His incredible love, Karen and Ruth. Turning worry into worship. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Proverbs 31, verse 25. I think I have the worry gene, and I'm sure I got it from my mother. She passed down to me her aqua blue eyes, her slightly crooked smile, and her tendency to worry. When I was a teenager, I thought it was strange that my mom couldn't go to sleep until I got home. Then I got married, became a mom, and then years later, my children became teenagers. And guess what? Now I do what my mom did, sit on the couch appearing to watch television while my mind rehearses the quickest route to the hospital. We moms can find endless reasons to worry. Kids, marriage, finances, health, relationships, the future. If we let our thoughts run wild, we can concoct all sorts of terrible scenarios, all starting with, what if? What if my husband gets laid off? What if my aging parent needs to live with us or move into a nursing home? What if my teen makes a bad choice?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?